know who you are, but I don't have any nuts for ransom. What I do have are some very special skills. Skills I've picked up over many seasons. Skills that make me a real headache for people like you. If you apologise, that'll be the end of it. I won't chase you. I won't hunt you down. But if you don't, I'll search every tree, every burrow, and I'll find you. And when I do, you'll wish you had never messed with this chipmunk.
What again? Fine, in this episode of the Variety Show podcast, Rob watches some utter shite on the TV box.
Right.
Okay.
I must have been looking at my phone because I was fucking bored. I was looking at my phone.
Guess who didn't get Oasis tickets?
And it said, "It's now your turn." I said, "Okay. You are a bot."
Yes.
What can't you improve with the addition of Muppets?
The commentator person.
No, Caesar Flickerman is the commentator that you're talking about. Hoody goody goody of the Swedish chef.
The Swedish chef.
So, yeah, man. Hoody goody goody goody.
What's in the box? Totally not a license-breaking toy.
Okay, I'm going to take it out. You've got to see it.
Oh, my God.
Is that it? Good. Now go and enjoy the episode.
Welcome back to the Variety Show podcast with me, Tom, and my co-host, Rob. Hello, Rob. How are you?
Hello. I'm good, thanks.
I'm getting better. I'm getting to record with my mate. That's all I really care about at this point. This week has been a bit of a slog, and even with our little Jolly Boys outing I had for work yesterday, it's been a long-ass day today, so it's nice just to have a chill-out session.
Would you like to be cheered up?
Always.
I have a present for you.
Present!
Well, now, it's actually two, but it was... I didn't realise. Yeah. I didn't realise it was buy one, get one free, so you get the second one as an extra.
Oh, wow.
But this is the actual present.
Oh. Oh, nice. Very nice. Okay, so this is South Park, the music from, inspired by the motion picture, Bigger, Longer, and Uncut.
On CD.
What an album. And it is a superior album to almost everything. That is genius.
And this was the buy one, get one free. You've probably already got it.
I haven't. Well, I don't have any CDs left anymore.
Oh.
So no, that's nice. And okay, so this is Green Day, American Idiot.
Yeah.
Really, really good album. In fact, I've never had this album. I kind of stopped whatever the album was after Dookie. I don't think it was Kaplunk. I think Kaplunk came before it. But either way, I haven't had much from them. In fact, I think the last album I had was at what they called International Super Hits.
Yeah.
Great album. I look forward to listening to this. There's a lot on this that I haven't heard. Oh, thank you very much, dude. That's
You're
really
welcome.
Appreciated. You know what? Seeing we're in a giving mood.
No, I'm not bending over.
No, don't worry. Don't worry about that. No. That's later. No, you can have this. You can have this present early. I got it for Christmas, but I thought, yeah,
Christmas.
It was a Christmas present. I know. I'm really ahead of the game. But you know what? I'm going to give it to you now.
Oh, thank you.
You'll have to excuse the rummaging. Look, it's even in its original packing. I still haven't unpacked it. There you go.
Can I try and guess what it is?
You can guess what it is.
Okay, it's a DVD or a Blu-ray in a cardboard case.
Is it?
No, it's not. Stop it. That felt like a DVD in a cardboard case because of the lips.
Do you want to tell the world what it is, Rob? What did I buy you for Christmas this year?
It is South Park music from inspired by the motion picture. Oh, you didn't pay as much as me. You paid 50p.
I know.
I paid 99p for yours.
But it was buy one, get one free, so you bought it for 50p.
So I got two. And you know what? Your one's broken here.
I know.
A couple of the teeth is broken. Whereas this one is perfect. Look at this. Well, great minds, eh?
It's great minds. Literally, we talked about it in that episode and I thought, he really liked the music and he can't get it on streaming. So you know what? I'll buy the CD for Christmas.
How funny is that? How funny is that? I can't believe that.
That's brilliant. I really like that. It makes me feel bad with what I'm about to say now.
What?
So, Gems decided, no, She's going to tell me off for this one, but we were sat there watching Taskmaster the other night.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And it's got some really good people in it. It's got Tim Vine in it.
Yeah.
It's got Alice Levine in it.
I don't know who even she's. Sorry, Tim Vine's a comedian.
Alice Levine is from radio, or was from the radio, and then she was one of the trio that did My Dad Wrote a Porno.
What's her name?
Alice Levine. You might recognise, you might not. I'd never seen her outside of anything, really, except for the radio and obviously My Dad Wrote a Porno. Rob looking quizzically at his phone at the moment. He's still looking. Have you found her? Yeah, I'm getting confused. We're getting no vocal feedback from
Neighbours.
Bobby. What?
Sex actually with Alice Levine.
What? Don't forget, as I said, she did a show called My Dad Wrote a Porno, where her friend Dad wrote a terrible, terrible porno. It's quite a good podcast. It's worth listening to. I'm guessing there's lots of sex stuff that she ends up being quizzed about. But then there was also Russell Howard.
The comedian Russell Howard.
Yeah. And Jem just blurted out, "That's who Rob reminds me of."
Oh, fuck. So many people have said that to me. Fuck. Who's the
it's
other one
true,
I get?
Though. I can see what
no,
she says.
No, I get it. Another one. Because Russell Howard's the one with the wonky eye.
Yeah, don't worry. We know you haven't got the wonky eye. And I love the fact that he even rips the piss out of it.
I don't see it. It must be a mannerism thing.
It's excluding the wonkiness of the eye. It's the eyes and the smile, I think.
I always thought it was just a mannerism thing. Because there's another one who does like pieces to camera and he kind of rants. And some of the old work lot, I don't remember his name, used to say that I look like it all. This guy reminded them of me. I don't even remember who it is now.
I've got no
Russell
idea.
Wasn't Russell Howard. It was another kind of comedian who always does like pieces to camera on social media and stuff.
Yeah.
I remember his name, but yeah. I never saw it. Quite a few people have said that. I was like, we've got different kind of hair. We don't really look very similar, I don't think.
The mouth shape, the smile, and the eyes, excluding the wonkiness.
Okay, my eyes go wonky.
Anyway, far too long for an intro. Let's get on with it.
Valentino has taken a leave of absence. While we try to work out what's going on, here's the boys talking Madame Web, Beetlejuice, Beetlejuice, and Crap. Oh, I mean Trap.
It's been a bit of a film sort of week, hasn't it? I went to see Beetlejuice, Beetlejuice.
You did?
I saw Trap last week, which I know you're dying to hear if
you
were right.
Oh, gosh, I forgot about that, yeah.
And you saw Madame Web.
Yeah, I think
we can tell where this is going.
I think someone lost a top Trump game on good films to watch.
Oh,
yeah.
Well,
story one. Entertainment one.
Okay, first of all, you were wrong. Okay,
was I?
You were. And
can we say right? Spoilers.
Yeah.
If you intend to watch Trap. I'm going to encourage spoilers because I want to know what the twist is.
Okay, so the twist is the film is called Trap, not Crap. That is the twist. It's really disappointing. Me and Jim enjoyed it.
Yeah.
But to a very minimal level.
Okay.
It felt, the best way to describe it felt like a elongated episode of something like NCIS or Criminal Minds from the perspective of the criminal instead. So it's him basically trying to escape.
So it is, as the trailer
says. He is just trying to escape the concert because he is a very, very nasty mass murderer.
Okay.
There's no other twist.
Nothing.
No other twist.
So he Shyamalan'd everyone by not doing a twist.
The twist is not having a twist.
Oh, okay.
And it just, as much as it flowed, there was just so much that kind of got on our tits about it. Things like, you've paid, you're in the middle of the standing area of this sellout tour.
Yeah.
And every 5 minutes, he's getting up and buggering off somewhere else.
Yeah, you can't do that.
Taking his daughter, who's highly excited to see this superstar in front of her, and she's just accepting of it. Then she, the daughter, acts it really well. But it's just so unbelievable that she'd be willing to be dragged away from her seat, especially during like her favourite song by this artist. And that happens. And it's just like, that would never happen in real life.
Lose their shit, wouldn't they?
But and no. It's a real shame because I had such high hopes for it, and that there would be some weird and wonderful twist to make it more exciting. Instead, it really is just an hour and a half of him trying to escape the concert, mm-hmm. escaping the concert, and then being caught.
He gets caught.
Yeah, he gets caught.
Then that's it.
And that's it. It feels like a elongated crime TV show episode just from the criminal's eyes rather than the people searching for him.
Okay.
And there's just... There's some really weird film shots and audio shots where there's a bit he's talking to a t-shirt salesman. In fact, you see part of that inside the trailer.
Mm-hmm.
That's elongated in the film. And it almost feels like they filmed the t-shirt salesperson and then said, yeah, thanks very much. Right, now I've forgotten who it is. It's Josh Hartnett, sorry. They get Josh Hartnett in and then they filmed his a separate day. It feels really disjointed and the audio even sounds different. It's just like something's not right. It's
just Josh Hartnett is the one in 30 Days of Night and Lucky Number 11.
Yes.
I get him confused with...
Wasn't he in Pearl Harbor as well?
Yeah, there's another guy I get him confused with all the time.
I thought it was, for some reason, I got it in my head, it was Jerry O'Connell, which is, he was from Sliders, and he did, there's absolutely no reason to get it mixed up except for the era, and he plays one of the characters.
Stand By Me and Kangaroo Jack.
Yeah, and he plays one of the characters in Lower Decks. He plays the Riker equivalent. So there you go, that's my opening film bit for you. Trap, disappointment, and you were wrong.
Yeah, that's a shame. I really should have wrote that, shouldn't I?
Yeah, but go on. Your turn.
Tell us
about Madam Web.
Fucking dreadful. Absolutely fucking dreadful. I'm going to get up on here. I'm going to call out the actress. I'm going to call her out.
I don't even really know what it's about.
So it's set in the Sony's Spider-Verse. So Spider-Man, but on the Sony's Marvel thing. And the Madam Web is like the rest of them, has this. So Madam Web's mum is bitten by a particular kind of rare spider, and the mum was pregnant with her at the time. Well, the mum dies from getting shot by someone trying to steal the spider from her, and loads of these other spider people come and manage to get the baby out of her. And then somehow the baby is now in New York, but an adult. And their powers start to come out. But they don't have any of this, because the baby wasn't the one that got bit, it was the mum. They don't have a normal super strength and all the other spider powers. They've got this
They've just
weird,
got the spidey sense.
Yeah, they can do this thing where they see the future, but they don't see it. They act the future. So they live the future, then suddenly they're not in the future anymore. So it's not like they go, oh, I've got a headache and see the future. They literally act it out. But what they can then do as the film goes on, they can act out multiple futures at once and coalesce them into one present.
Which sounds a cool idea.
Which in theory sounds fucking brilliant. The film is so shit. And I'm
sorry. Dakota Johnson... She who was in 50 Shades of Nothing and...
Yeah, so she was in Fitted Social Network.
Never saw it.
Something called Persuasion.
Never
that?
Saw it.
Yeah,
I'll go through IMDb now. Oh, God, she was in the Need for Speed film. That could never have been good.
Oh, yeah. But she... I'm sorry, if she might have been good in all these other films that I haven't seen, but she's fucking shit in this. And it's not, I normally will defend, like I defend a lot of the people in Discovery for the bad writing, because I actually think...
The writing's to
the
blame,
writing
not the
is
acting.
The blame. I think the actors and actresses in that are fantastic. All of them, I think, are very good. I really think she is so bad in this. It's so stale. Unless her character's meant to be that way, seems unlikely. She's fucking dreadful. The story is fucking dreadful. Just across the board, the acting is bad. They've got Ben in it, Ben Parker, which I had to actually pause it and have a conversation with Miranda about...
What, Uncle Ben?
How Uncle Ben is in this with a woman having a baby. Well, the woman I got mistaken because her name's Mary, not May. So it's not his Aunt May. So this is what is really confusing. So Mary must be Peter's mum.
Right.
Because I didn't hear that Ben... This woman was Ben's
Uncle
sister.
Ben fucked his mum.
No, right. So, you're as confused as I was. I don't remember at any point this woman being presented as Uncle Ben's sister. Right.
Okay.
I must have been looking at my phone because I was fucking bored. I was looking at my phone. And right near the... Like, there's bits about him finding this girl and I didn't hear the name, I'm assuming is May. But because they're very similar names, May and Mary, when you're not
Absolutely.
Really paying much attention, it's confusing. And then suddenly this woman is having a baby. And then there's another cut right near the end where they're going, oh yeah, Ben's really looking forward to being an uncle. I'm like, what the fuck? An uncle? I thought that baby was his. And all the whole time I'm like, how does Uncle Ben have a baby? Because it's not like Peter Parker has a cousin. But that woman must be Peter Parker's mum. So that baby must be Peter Parker. But then Ben hasn't yet got with Parker's Aunt May. And for everything I know, Aunt May and Uncle Ben are old. Well, in this, Ben is like 30.
And it's set in modern day, isn't it?
And it's set, no, the film is set in 2003 or something.
So still... modern day.
So even if we're adding 20 years to
they
Uncle
ain't Uncle Ben.
Because Peter Parker isn't 20 in any of the stuff.
No.
He's like, what, 16, 15? He's at high school. So what's that, 14, 15?
Somewhere like
well,
that.
Well, add 14, 15 onto 30. Not far off us. We don't look like Uncle fucking Ben.
Yeah, every Uncle Ben I know...
is an old guy.
Is old.
So that just confused the hell out of me. Just the whole thing is fucking dreadful. The bad guy is shit.
But we've always said, you've got to have a good bad guy.
Yeah, you've got to have a good... Having the best bad guy in that... I mean, I can't think of who the best bad guy in the film would be. But it wouldn't have saved it. There's no one could have saved this film.
Disappointing. Disappointing from the sound of it then. Well, more than that. Because Sony must have put a lot of money behind that.
There was a lot of stuff online when it came out saying how fucking diabolical it was, but I tend to not listen to any of it.
Well, no, because that's all personal kind of...
Yeah. But
you can't go by what someone else says. I've said Trap was mediocre at best. Someone else might go and see it and think it was the best bloody thinking sort of thriller that they'd seen.
Quentin Tarantino couldn't have made that film good.
Damn.
If he was given that, would have just gone... fuck off. And handed it back.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
There's no one that could fix that. Terrible.
Okay. Well,
sorry, everyone. That was
no, no. We're going to come out of a negative then, and we're going to come to Beetlejuice, Beetlejuice.
So it's called Beetlejuice, Beetlejuice.
It's called Beetlejuice, Beetlejuice, aka Beetlejuice 2.
So Beetlejuice
and
2.
Obviously, I was highly dubious of it. I loved the first film. I loved the original. In fact, actually, 1988, the original.
Yes, fantastic.
Original, Alec Baldwin, and Gina Davis. Also Michael Keaton as Beetlejuice. And then you'd got some other supporting actresses. So things like Catherine O'Hara, and you'd also got Jeffrey Jones. And Winona Ryder as the other main character, let's face it, as Lydia. So, then we come to...
The Departed, it's complicated. That's what Alec Baldwin's been in.
Yeah, so Beetlejuice, Beetlejuice.
Thelma and Louise, The Long Kiss Goodnight.
The Baldwins are a weird group of brothers that have been in a fuckload of things. Now, let's come to...
Hang on!
What are you doing? He's giggling away to himself. Dead air. Oh, come on. You're making my edit job really hard now, and it's not fair.
Birdman Spotlight.
Are you having a stroke? Are you doing something that...
Warlords of the 21st Century, the Hebrew Hammer.
Okay, right. You're going to have to stop now because genuinely you are confusing me. Either the chipmunk has set you a challenge...
Yes! Thank fuck you said it. I can stop.
Dear, oh dear. What a spectacular fail, Robert. Maybe that will teach you not to call me a squirrel in the future.
Every time you mentioned an actor, I had to name two films they were in before I said two sentences.
Oh,
you just named
sake.
Like eight fucking actors and actresses in one breath. And I have to say, within two sentences of my own, two films every single actor or actress
was
in.
At least you failed.
Thank God that's over with.
Good.
Look, right, before we go anywhere.
No, you did quite well. I don't care about that anyway. Oh, you've done quite well.
Look at my notes. Of every actor or actress that I thought you were going to mention based on your show notes, and two films that each one of them is in.
Jesus Christ.
Right, sorry, what? Everyone. There was a lot of dead air, a lot of messing around. You can blame it on the chipmunk.
Yeah, I know, I bloody well would. I'm going to be having words with them later.
I told them that was so difficult to do.
Right, Beetlejuice.
Okay, we can have a proper conversation, thank God.
Right, so it hasn't got Alec Baldwin in, hasn't got Gina Davis in. Don't know why they didn't bring back Gina Davis. Cracking actress.
Alec Baldwin was the dad.
Alec Baldwin was the husband who died with Gina Davis.
Yeah.
Obviously, Alec Baldwin's in a bit of trouble for potentially shooting a stagehand. So
I think that, no, that's, he's been kicked out of court now.
Yeah, but while this was being filmed,
but
that would
while
have all
it
been,
would have been on,
so
yeah.
there's good chance that he was in that sort of disgraced pile.
He would have
the
been.
The other actor that didn't return to it, there was a few that didn't, don't get me wrong, was Jeffrey Jones, who played the dad of Lydia, Winona Ryder's character. I had no idea about this. Jeffrey Jones is, to put it bluntly, a nonce.
What?
Yep. November 2002, arrested and charged with violating California Penal Code 311.4-C, a minor to perform prohibited acts, which he pled no contest to. He was put in jail. He was arrested for it, 5 years probation, registered as a sex offender, and oh, guess what? In 2009, he then did the same again, and then he's done it again since then.
So three times?
He's been caught three times now, so...
Now,
he doesn't turn up, funny enough, in Beetlejuice. And
minor, what age is a minor in America?
Anyone under the age of 18.
Under the age of 18.
When it comes to sexual and paedophilic images, it's, yeah.
Right, I did that too. Fuck me.
Well, that's what he did. He created images and he pled no contest. Anyway, we're not going to get into the deep of that because it's just grim. So he doesn't turn up in the new film. And how they dealt with that was they had him killed in the very beginning of the film.
Good.
And they overkill him massively. He's like, oh, your dad died in a plane crash. But the plane crashed, but he survived. So how did my dad die? Well, he was floating over in the wreckage, and then a giant shark came and bit him in half. So they probably... Anyway, it was wonderful. I'm not going to go too much into it. I highly recommend going to see it. Genuinely, part of me enjoyed it more than the original.
Really?
It's not as good as the original, but there are some parts to it that feel far more spooky and Halloween-y and just silly. And, oh, Michael Keaton gives it's just like he never stopped being Beetlejuice in it. Just, it's perfect. From his way he delivers his lines, it's still Beetlejuice. They're just no difference at all. And the style of it, the filming style, everything feels just like a perfect continuation from the original film. Love it in every single way.
You went with Sido.
I did.
Did they enjoy it?
They loved it as well.
Good.
And something we learned as well, I don't know how long Cineworld will be doing this, but it isn't an advert for Cineworld, but apparently if you look at the terms and conditions on their webpage, if you are seeing Beetlejuice, Beetlejuice, and you order a regular popcorn and then say Beetlejuice, 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 they will upgrade it to large for free.
Oh. That's
so
cool.
Yeah,
how
I spotted
that out?
They put it on Twitter. And it just popped up, and we looked, and yeah, it's a real thing. I thought, oh, that's actually really cool. I like that, because there'll be a number of people that, I don't want to look like an idiot, so I'm not going to do it. And then there'll be people that will just go, yeah, I'm doing that. I want free large
popcorn. So you have to ask for a medium.
You ask for a regular popcorn and then say Beetlejuice, 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 and they'll make it a large for you. But highly recommend seeing it. Just everything about it was fantastic. Little bit you could guess where it was going at one point easily.
Yeah.
But it didn't detract from it. It didn't matter. It was still really fun.
Mm.
And yeah, I was there for it and I loved it. Every single bit.
Did you manage to buy Oasis tickets? Or did Ticketmaster treat you like a prick too? This is Sarah, reporting from inside a box, still looking for Valentino.
Did you get Oasis tickets, Rob?
I didn't get Oasis tickets, no.
You didn't?
I could have done your pun. I didn't want to steal your pun.
What, Noasis?
Noasis.
Oasis or Noasis?
Yeah, Noasis. Well, I went to join the queue because I forgot, firstly. They opened at 9. I didn't remember till 11.
Oh, dear.
And I joined the queue at 323,241 in the queue. And
nice early number.
Yeah, I stayed in the queue for 5 hours.
Of course.
So when I then looked at my phone and it said, it's now your turn. I said, okay, you are a bot.
Yes. So you fell to the blight that Ticketmaster was saying, we're so sorry, we don't understand how it happened. Let alone before they didn't give you a chance to look at the hyperinflated prices that they upped it to.
Now, they're saying it wasn't them. They're saying it was the other ticket sellers put the price up. So, like, Ticketmaster, I suppose it was the only place that was the place allowed to sell.
It was the official ticket
resellers.
But there
was, like, another place sending them that had a long queue too. And they were using... well, they had gave a term for it, inflation prices or something, prices that would move. So some people were getting there and being told, oh, yeah, your two tickets are going to cost you like 200 quid each.
Yes.
There's some old lady got charged like £1,200 for two tickets.
Yeah, Ticketmaster basically, and I don't understand how they're blaming someone else because they introduced this 2 years ago. They said...
Oasis would blame someone. Ticketmaster is not the fucking on them.
Yeah, basically Ticketmaster introduced something called supply and demand ticket pricing. So you nominate the price for the ticket, let's say it's £50, but if thousands of people start queuing for it, based on the number of people queuing, they can increase the percentage cost or increase the cost by percentage. Well, that's exactly what happened.
Yeah, and fuck Ticketmaster because they've basically got a monopoly on ticket sales.
Well, funny enough, they're being taken to the cleaners, so the competitions people are now investigating and have demanded all the data because they're basically saying we're going to take you through trading standards because you advertised the tickets at £150 and so far virtually no one's got tickets at £150. So
yeah, so I did get entered into the lottery. So everyone who got that bot message or was in the queue got entered into a lottery to then be chosen at random to be offered a ticket to buy. So you don't get given one, you just know queuing system. And I got the email, but to be honest, it was in my junk and I looked at it and was like, this could be fucking... anything. I have no way of knowing that this is a legitimate email. And he wanted information off me.
The fact it went into junk is never a good start.
And yeah, it had like a way, but I mean, you've got to be really careful with emails coming into junk, especially when they're asking you something for information. Like, oh, we want to know your email address you use for Ticketmaster. Well, you should fucking know that because you're contacting me.
Exactly. You saw the queue.
Via Ticketmaster in some way, because how else would you know I was in the
fucking queue? I'm guessing they're doing it to make sure it's not a bot. Basically, they email it, and if they get a response from a human, they'll get the same answer back, whereas a bot's just going to ignore the email and go, I don't know what the fuck
that is. Well, I must be a bot. I saw it, and I was like, I really wanted, really, really, really wanted to go see them. But I just didn't want to click this fucking email.
No, fair enough, mate. And you know what will happen? It'll be in the papers. I won the Oasis lottery. The ticket I was offered was a £3,500 gold experience ticket because that's all that was available.
Yeah, exactly. Fuck them.
Thank you, Sarah. While she looks around in her box, let's enjoy the Muppet Film Game.
I love the Muppets. Not I love Muppets. That just sounds particularly wrong.
Mm-hmm.
I love the Muppets. I grew up with the Muppet Babies. I grew up with the Muppet Show reruns. I've watched the majority, if not all, of the Muppet films. I watched Sesame Street as a child. Fraggle Rock, you name it. Anything Jim Henson did, I will have watched and I adore. Mm-hmm. And I was on TikTok the other day. As terrible a blight as it is on our life, that bloody app, I swear, it's an addiction nearing crack.
Do you go on it every day?
Yes.
I was going to say, because I send a lot to you.
I know.
So I think sometimes, like, because you don't react to them, whereas Mark will react to them. I'm like, maybe TJ hasn't been on it in a week. He's going to have like 50.
No, no, I'm on there every day. It's, if I go for a crap, I'm on it.
I'm on it probably once or twice. Twice a day, I think.
Oh, I'm on it probably more than that.
Well, I probably would be on it more, but I know there's like be 2 points in the day I would be on it.
Well, either way, just really stupidly came up on there a game. And the game was choose a film, replace all the characters with Muppets except for one human character.
Yep.
So basically take a Muppet Christmas Carol, but do it to another film.
Yep.
I thought, you know, well, that could be quite fun.
Mm-hmm.
So I made you do two or three films.
I've done two.
Fine, I've got three, but we'll see how time goes. And
well, you go first, then. You go you, me, and then we've got time, you do your third.
Okay, that sounds good. Well, I've done three. Choose a number. One, two, or three.
I'll go straight for number one.
You're going for number one.
Yeah.
Hello, film producers, everyone. Yeah, I'm here to explain my film to you.
I'm looking forward to what you've chosen.
We've seen how big Jennifer Lawrence can be. What an actress. I can't take that away from her. What an actress. But I'm thinking we have a gender swap here and we replace her lead character in this film with a male. And I think what we have is The Hunger Games with the Muppets.
Oh, that'd be so good.
So what we have is we have Katniss Everdeen, our main character.
Yeah.
In fact, no, I didn't even do the gender swap. I actually swapped it. I put it back, actually, how it was. Katniss Everdeen is Miss Piggy.
Cat piss never clean. Yep.
Or Katniss Neverlean is an inside joke between me and her.
I think in the book she's called Cat Piss Never Clean. I think there's someone calls her.
Oh,
that
really?
I'm sure. Oh, my brother-in-law would have to correct me.
Yeah,
on that.
Jem's got someone she used to call Katniss Neverlean.
Oh, right.
You can understand why.
Yep.
I've got then Peter Mallark, played by Kermit.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, little good, bakery yeah, boy yeah. would be. So you've got the Kermit and Miss Piggy love story still.
Mm-hmm.
Gail, her best friend, the one that she basically cheats on with Peter, Kermit, as Fozzie Bear.
Fozzie Bear, okay.
Yeah, that I felt that would work. Prim, the little daughter of the little sister, sorry, of Katniss.
Yeah.
Bit weird seeing she's a pig, but Robin. Do you know who Robin is?
No, which one's Robin?
Kermit's nephew.
Oh, yeah, he plays...
It's the only one I could really think of that...
In A Christmas Carol, he's...
Tiny Tim.
Tiny Tim, yeah.
It's the only one I could think would actually make... I know, actually, there are some actually young piglets, but I couldn't think of their names, to be honest. there's just some brilliant ones coming up. So, in The Hunger Games, Katniss makes friends with a little young girl who's... I can't remember if she's mute or not. I think she's mute in the first film, isn't she? The little girl that she befriends and helps. That's Beaker.
Okay, yeah.
So you could just imagine.
So he'd be doing Beaker noises instead of being mute, yeah.
Yeah, then you've got Cinna, the stylist.
Mm-hmm.
That's Gonzo and the rats.
Oh, that is perfect.
Exactly, so you've got
that
Rizzo
really
running
good.
Around and the rats kind of dressing them up while Gonzo's
just
going,
it should either be Cinna or it should have been the commentator person.
No, Caesar Flickerman. Mm-hmm. It's the commentator that you're talking about. Yeah. Hoody goody goody of the Swedish.
The Swedish chef.
So, yeah, man. Hoody goody goody goody.
Oh, okay, so who's the bad guy?
Right, well, no, hang on. The games maker or whatever they call him, Plutarch Heavensby.
Mm-hmm.
That's Dr. Bunsen Honeydew. He's the one that hangs around with Beaker. He's the little one that's got no eyes but wears glasses.
Yeah.
And President Snow.
Yes, this is it.
Pepe the King Prawn.
Oh, Pepe the King
because
Prawn,
he's all
yeah.
But you haven't asked. But Tom, who's the human character? I'm keeping Harrelson as Haymitch. Because throughout the film, you can imagine he's just drinking constantly. And he's just surrounded by Muppets. It's like, yes, this works so well.
Yeah.
But yeah, there you go. Film people, there's my idea. Muppet Hunger Games, The Muppet Games.
Yeah.
Just really bad name there, but I hadn't thought about giving it a film name. Over to you then. I will go for film number two, please.
Oh, film number two. Okay, right. So not my... Okay.
Well, actually, sorry, have you got anything to say about my film, I guess?
That's brilliant. I'd love to watch it.
I would love to watch that.
Yeah. So you've got, so I've only got two, and you've chosen number two. So mine is Taken.
Wait a minute, you two. Didn't Seth MacFarlane already air something similar?
I don't have any money.
Oh, that's so good.
But what I do have are a very specific set of skills. Skills that make me a nightmare for somebody like you. If you don't let the girl go, I will track you down, I will find you, and I will kill you.
Yes!
With the muffins. Yes! Now, I'm keeping Liam Neeson as himself.
Yeah,
because you have to keep Liam Neeson as himself.
Exactly. If anyone's ever seen Ted, have you seen? Yeah, is it Ted? Ted one or two? Ted's basically a working in a their equivalent of a Tesco. Yeah.
Yeah.
And Liam Neeson comes up and he just starts talking to him in as in the taking yeah, yeah. about cereal. And it's like this is just this yeah. is perfect.
Now. I don't know if Ryan is really going to work, but his daughter, Kim,
yeah.
is going to get played by Miss Piggy.
Of course.
Of course. Which is great for the end bit where she's like doing the stripper kind of dance. So I didn't know a lot of the characters' names.
Okay.
But she's going to get kidnapped. So that young person that the woman meets who she kind of fancies.
Yeah, that is actually French, the instigator. Isn't he?
Yeah. Well, they're in France.
Yeah, so
is a Bean Bunny.
Nice.
Yeah, so I thought young, kind of sweet. Miss Piggy's like, oh, this young little rabbit likes me. Let's go together.
So
but actually, he's a wanker.
Yep.
The Copper, which is played by Olivier Raybourdon. He's called Jean-Claude, is his character's name. He's going to be played by Sam Eagle.
Nice.
He's kind of an authoritative figure. I know like Sam Eagle is really kind of patriotic to America,
yeah.
but I needed an authoritative, proper figure, even though they're kind of actually assholes.
See, that's who I'd originally gone for, President Snow. But I just thought, no, I need some, if it's going to be a true kind of, I need someone that's got that little bit more comic kind of character to it. And I thought Pepe for that. But
yeah.
I get that for your choice. Absolutely.
The table scene with all the miscellaneous thugs, where he has that kind of really good fight scene.
Yeah.
That is Electric Mayhem.
Yes.
So it's Animal, it's Dr. Teeth, it's Floyd Pepper, it's Janice, it's Zoot. It's all of that lot at the table.
Spoilers, Animal is in one of my films as well.
Is he? So they're the ones who he has a big fight with. Now, the next real big scene, the auction house. Miss Piggy's in the middle.
Yeah.
And they've got someone bidding on him. And that is Johnny Flamer.
Oh, I know who
Frank
you
Sinatra
mean. Yeah.
style character. I wanted someone who was kind of like
suave
and posh looking. I was like, that's the guy. And then when they get to the man on the yacht.
Okay, yes.
Who's that going to be played by? You've said him already.
Oh, it's not Pepe, is
Pepe
it?
The King Prawn. It's the man on the yacht.
Oh, that's brilliant. I love it.
Yeah.
Oh, it's such a brutal film as well.
Yeah. Just love the idea of Liam Neeson just...
punching Muppets.
Just be like loads of like fluff. and there's that film... I haven't seen it all the way through where it's that detective film where the Muppets... There's like Muppets in it. It has woman from Ghostbusters.
Oh, yeah, I haven't seen that, but there was also a TV series.
There's like a sex scene in that, too.
Yeah, there was also a TV series about, like, a copper who gets paired up and he's got to solve crimes in, like, Puppetville or something like that, and that was brilliant as well. I like the fact that it could be truly brutal as well, and you would get away with it.
Yeah.
I was really contemplating doing, like, a horrendous thing, so, like, Terminator with the Muppets, and I was going through all this list of films going, which could I do, which is going to work the best? And then, literally, for film number two, there was one character that I thought, I'm being really mean about the actress, but I know the Muppet that can play her, and then the other one, I just had to do. So you've got two choices. You've got film number two or number three next.
I want to do number three. The one you had to do.
Space. The Final Frontier.
So Star Trek, okay?
These are the voyages of the Starship Enterprise. Star Trek First Contact.
Mm-hmm.
Captain Picard is Kermit, of course. Now, this was incredibly hard because it's like, do I keep good old Picard as the actor or do I replace it with a Muppet?
It was Patrick Stewart.
Who do I replace? Because Patrick Stewart with Muppets would be amazing. But I went with Picard as Kermit, as I felt, actually, there's some scenes in this that you can imagine, like Kermit losing it with a machine gun as he kills a Borg on the holodeck, which does look amazing, as when you've got those, the scenes everyone's seen when Kermit's running, his hands are going, just Kermit doing that with a Tommy gun instead, I thought would be perfect. Riker is still Jonathan Frakes.
Yes.
Because I just feel like he would have a lot of fun with this.
So I think you've then got to make Troy Miss Piggy.
No, you see, let's do Miss Piggy. She's the Borg Queen. She's after Kermit. She wants Locutus.
Okay, yeah, of course. Yeah.
So I thought I had to do that.
No, okay.
Worf and the Mole.
Yeah, okay.
it had to be done to someone that's so headstrong and wants to cause chaos. It's got to be Animal.
Yeah.
It's just like Worf, really. Yeah. Data is Gonzo.
Mm-hmm.
Geordi is Rizzo the Rat. Just because you think about their kind of, whenever they're together in the films, it's Rizzo and Gonzo, especially in A Christmas Carol. Yeah, yeah. It's just like, I'll keep that relationship going. Beverly Crusher is Janice from The Electric Mayhem.
Yep.
Troy is Fozzie Bear.
Yep.
Zefram Cochrane is Dr. Bunsen Honeydew. And keeping kind of the link to the show, that made Lily Beaker.
Gotcha.
So that was kind of my Star Trek. It was a lot of fun doing that one. And I can still picture in my head, it wasn't the best one, I don't think. I'll admit, it was fun to write up. Actually, I could have done a better film than that one. But thoughts?
Yeah, I think you got it right with who was going to play who.
I think Piggy is the Borg Queen. You could really kind of picture that.
Yeah.
That would work quite well.
Yeah, you're right.
And then Kermit as Picard as well. I think Riker keeping that as Jonathan Frakes, you just had to do. That was just... I think that's the right choice to make, but that was a really hard decision because so much of it was saying, do I keep Patrick Stewart as Picard and then just make all the other Muppets? But then Kermit's the leader of the Muppets, for fuck's sake. He's got to be the lead.
Yeah. Yeah, you're right.
Go on then. Let's have your next film.
So some people might not know what this film is.
Oh, no.
First Stage. So I might have to just a little explaining of the plot.
Okay.
What this film is. And there was two characters I could not pick with which one of them I wanted to be human. But, and I'll tell you when I get to them, but the one I did actually make a Muppet is because they look quite similar to that Muppet.
Okay.
And the scene that they're in, I think, would actually be a little bit funny.
Right.
The film is Deliverance.
Oh my God, no. Is that the one with the banjo?
It is the one with dueling. If anyone's ever heard of dueling banjos, look it up on YouTube. It's that film.
Oh boy.
So, right, what happens in Deliverance? My dad told me to watch this film.
When you were six.
When I was fairly young. So, this guy, Lewis, played by Burt Reynolds, takes his three mates down a river. It's kind of like, oh, we need to kind of do this. Well, I think there might be four of them, more than four of them at the beginning. They kind of makes down this river rafting kind of experience out in the wild because they're all old. And
a little
like,
bit of kind of team building, refined our youth sort of shit.
Yeah. Shit happens.
Oh, it shit does happen.
Shit happens. Anyway, Burt Reynolds is playing Burt Reynolds.
When does he not play Burt Reynolds?
He is staying as Burt Reynolds.
Yeah, you got to.
Now,
he's turned up in the Muppet Show.
Yeah, which is why he's got precedence for being in Muppets. I thought, well, he will be Burt Reynolds in this too. John Voight's character is going to be played by Kermit.
Nice, okay,
so
yeah.
It's quite an action-y role. Kermit will fit quite well there. Now, I'm going to skip Bobby. Drew is the one who you'll see in the Dueling Banjos.
Yeah.
He is played by Gonzo the Great.
Awesome.
And he's going to be doing the dueling banjo, the Banjo Kids, played by Rizzo the Rat.
Hey!
So there they are. There's the two together. Now, there's not really many other people that are in this film.
No, not really.
Other than one particular scene. Do you remember Deliverance?
Yes, I think I know where we're going
here. Bobby, who's played by a guy called Ned Beatty, is going to be Fozzie Bear.
Oh, Fozzie.
Now, for those who don't know what happens in Deliverance, there's a lot of inbred people who try and kill them. And there's a horrific scene. I'm not making light of it, really, but this is a bit funny because it's the Muppets.
It's the now the Muppets.
Where Bobby's character gets sexually assaulted by two inbred men. And they're going to be played by Stalter and Waldorf.
Oh, no. You said I couldn't fit them in any of my films. And that's just delightfully wrong on many levels.
Bobby was the one who I almost made be the human character. But I thought, no, I've got to have Burt Reynolds as Burt Reynolds.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Oh, that's just delightfully macabre. I love every little bit of that. And to give you a hint, there were two films that I avoided doing. And I'm so glad you chose to do a horrible film like that. Because the two I really wish I'd done now was The Human Centipede and Hostel.
Yeah.
It's just The Human Muppet-pede. Could have, the Muppet Centipede could have been just, there's an arm that goes all the way through all of them.
He's got one really long arm. Yeah, so Deliverance is actually, it's a very, very, very good film.
Oh, it's brilliant. It's
just
disturbing.
Has a very fucked up bits in it.
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah.
But it's fucked up done well.
Mm.
It's, to put it, but Deliverance is truly horror and thriller done properly, whereas Hostel, as an example, since we just spoke about it, is just basically, can we make it as gory as we can to upset people? That
it's gore porn.
Deliverance is not that. Deliverance is a good film. Okay, my final film.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to close my eyes. Mm. Yeah, I just, can you guess which Muppet I had to just put in as an actor or an actress in this film?
No, I don't know.
It was Janice as Gracie.
Yep.
Because I don't mind. Liv Tyler, I think, is a hottie.
Mm-hmm.
Don't get me wrong. But because of the big mouth of her dad, I had to go for Janice for her character. Yeah. And of course, Harry's going to be played by Kermit.
Yeah.
I would have had Bruce Willis in it, but I just thought, no, because I've got a better one for it. I've got AJ Frost, which is Ben Affleck's character, is played by Walter, a modern Muppet.
Who's he?
So there was the Muppet movie, fairly recent, quite a while ago, actually. In fact, I will tell you the date. It's on Disney Plus, and it's possibly one of my favourite...
Oh, I know, he's the human-looking one.
He's the... And it's almost one of, if not one of my favourite films of all time, actually. So lovely and so nice. The Muppets, 2011, Amy Adams and Jason Segel.
Yeah, it's a good film.
It's just lovely, full shot. And I thought, okay, no, AJ is going to be Walter. Chick is played by Ralph the dog,
mm-hmm.
because he's a bit shaggy, you know, it kind of fits in with it. Oscar, so that's the Owen Wilson character. Pepe the King Prawn.
Yay.
Bear is played by Bobo the Bear, who's the giant Muppet bear that you see in them. Max, I don't know if you'll know the name, Sweetums.
Mm.
He was the big monster-looking that was in Fraggle Rock.
Yeah.
And
no, yeah, I nearly chose him for a role too.
Now, I don't know why I went with this, and I kind of feel like it kind of works, but it doesn't at the same time. So Dan Truman, so the person that was played by Billy Bob Thornton.
I was just about to say Billy Bob Thornton.
Is Piggy.
Miss Piggy.
Yeah, because he's kind of got that attitude. It's like, you need to do what I'm saying. But also, he wanted to like Harry and Harry to like him. So I thought, you know what, Piggy, Kermit, that kind of works with that. Lev, the cosmonaut.
Yep.
The great Gonzo.
Yep, perfect.
I didn't do any of the other... Well, there's one other character, but that's the human character. And we'll come to that in a moment. I didn't do any of the other astronauts. The only one... Because I found it too hard.
You keeping Steve Buscemi as Steve Buscemi?
I'm keeping Steve Buscemi as Rockhound. Because that just is just all sorts of batshit crazy and I love it. Yeah. The only one that I could really think of was Colonel Willie Sharp, is it?
Yeah.
I think it's Willie Sharp, isn't it? He's kind of the one that is... gets the gun out and they're, why have you got a gun on this? And you promised you would do this.
William Fichtner's the actor who's in Batman film.
That's the only one that would come to mind, and that was going to be Sam Eagle.
Yeah.
Because of the whole, like you said, he's just pure USA, you know? So it just felt like that. But I didn't put it down because then I was like picturing him in the film and it's just like, no, he's got to have a bit more emotion and a bit more character. And that's when I just completely said, I can't think of who else to choose. So I'm going to stop there before I drive myself insane.
Yeah.
That was really fun, actually.
Yeah.
Stupid, stupid fun. Well, if you've got a film you want to pitch to us, please send it to us on email or on Twitter. Send us a recording of it and we'll play it on the show, as we'd love to hear your ideas for Muppet films. So yeah, send them in to us.
Sarah has now too disappeared. All of us here in the studio are starting to worry. Stay with us live as we go through this event together. Right now, the boys are about to unbox something dodgy.
So about a week ago, Rob, you sent me a picture of something on Amazon. Do you want to explain what that picture was?
I was looking for a particular Spider-Man and Hulk toy for my boy.
So sorry, just recap that name. Spider-Man.
Spider-Man.
Okay. Has Spider-Man ever had his photo taken while dressed as Spider-Man and then used in Crime Watch because it turned out he was the person who was trying to help us find a criminal, so they had to blur his face? You know how they do. It's like, yeah, the bad people did things to me, so they blur their face so you can't recognize them. Has that ever happened when you're wearing a Spider-Man outfit?
No.
What about if you're wearing like a Venom outfit? Maybe that happened.
No.
Shit. So why on earth did you send me an Amazon listing where Spider-Man's face is blurred out like he's on Crime Watch?
Yes, it just came up as an Amazon listing, and I thought, there's a really weird picture of Venom, like a Titan Toys is the kind of toys that they're meant to be. If anyone's familiar, they're still in Tesco's. They're really rigid Marvel figures.
They're not good.
They're not particularly good, but the only real ones they sell anywhere that are worth the price. And I thought, oh, it looks a bit odd. His hand looks like it's bent a bit funny. So I looked at it and I started going through all the pictures and I thought, oh, these are really badly photoshopped. So then I put it into the studio chat and I have a look at this. And it wasn't until all of us started looking at it a bit more and I went back through the pictures again. I was like, hang on, it doesn't even say Spider-Man, it says Spider-Man.
So hang on, I can see what it says. It says Pidmer-Man. Yeah. P-I-D-M-R. Man.
Yeah, it says some weird stuff.
And in relation to the hand and the joints, I'm hoping you'll be glad to hear that half of the joints can rotate.
Half of the joints can rotate, yeah, that was it.
And what I'm really looking forward to is can glow.
Can glow, yeah. And in loads of the pictures, his face is blurred.
In all of them are.
And then there's like a kid in the background pulling weird faces. And
the first picture of the kid you get, he's staring at Crime Watch Spider-Man.
Yeah.
But he's actually just playing with a car behind him.
Yeah.
They've just photoshopped this image in, then blurred his face and said, shit, we need a kid to play with him. He's got a car in his hand. We'll hide it with Spider-Man's ass.
Yeah. So really bad Photoshops. Yeah, that's it. Putting on top of a cake.
With evil Pee-wee Herman's child behind him.
For some reason, yeah, his face is blurred out, not the kids in every photo. Yeah, the more you look at the photos, the more you find something happening that you're just like, that's not right, that's not right. But just his hand as well, his hand is like, what's it, a hyperextension or whatever?
He's got hyperextended on his fingers. It looks like his fingers are starting to curl backwards.
So you went and brought it.
I went and bought it because it was £12 and I thought that was very, very funny. And apparently So according to their pictures, the box says alkaline batteries required, demo what? Batteries included.
Because so, it looks like a Titan figure. They don't take batteries.
What this? It says Titan Hero Series on the box, age 4+. It's got the Avengers logo. It's got...
Ripped box, by the way. It has a picture of it in the box, and the box is all ripped.
Yeah, the box is ripped in all the pictures. Hang on, let me find the other picture of the box here. Then just it says it's Union Legend.
What?
So where you'd normally have, like, Marvel Cinema or Marvel Heroes, the bit down there, it says Union Legend, and that's been blurred out. It says Titan Hero Series, Pidamima Man... It's got Titan Hero power effects. So apparently, if you press his button on his chest, Wi-Fi happens.
Wi-Fi? Oh, yeah. Yeah. This is going to give out Wi-Fi.
Oh, wow. I've got a 5 gigahertz signal. My spidey sense is tingling.
I'm
it's
so
uranium.
Eager. I'm so eager
well,
to
you get opening it. You get opening it because this advert is just absolutely batshit crazy. Just all about it. Film-inspired design, 30-centimeter scale figure. You will get, with this action video, fans can create the net-spinning and wall-crawling action man adventures of the characters from the comic booklets.
This is like if AI made it.
Oh, no. Film-inspired design, and collect them all. And just so you can find this, all you need to look up is brand BSN... RDX, Bravo Sierra November Romeo Delta X-Ray, and it's the BSN RDX series action figurine, collectible action figure toy, 30 centimeters, flexible figure, Titan Hero series, collectible kids toys for kids aged 3 and up, black suit, even though the box is 4 and up.
Right, can I explain to you
what
I'm...
Is it in a box?
It's in a box,
shit.
Which isn't ripped, covered in plastic.
Oh, that's dangerous
for poor
Spidabur Man.
It's telling us to press.
Oh, it's not going to have the button.
Now, it
you
says
know
Union
not.
Legend of Kungutkurs, which is meant to say Avengers. This is like, you know how when you do an AI image and they doesn't know how to write? That
nice.
Is what this is. Power effects... Pidmerman, it says
Pidmerman.
On the side, it's got the same weird writing.
Thing is, I'm not going to open that. One day this will be rare.
No, we need to know if it makes a noise.
Oh, okay, we will open it, and then we'll send it to Stuart Ashens.
Yeah, okay. Oh, okay, I'm going to take it out. You've got to see it.
Oh, my God. Union Legend. Union Legend. Oh, wow. Oh, yeah, hang on. Right.
How can we get this out of the plastic so we can see if it actually makes a noise?
Oh, it doesn't. There's no button on him. That's
it's got a hole, though. It's got a hole on its chest.
That's 100% a lie. 100% a lie. Right, so Pidamama Man has definitely suffocated at this point. Oh. Oh, is that... Oh. Oh, you might have a tag, you know.
Oh, pull it.
There is a button. No, I don't know where it is. Oh, he feels horrible. Oh.
Does he?
Oh. He has flexible...
You like that meme. That guy goes,
oh. Oh. Oh, he has flex where he shouldn't have flex. Oh, this is...
We'll have to buy another one and send it to Stuart.
Oh, what? No. We can still send this to Stu. Right, hang on.
Let's check
box it. Over there. Oh, there is a tag.
Yeah, pull it. What's it saying?
I don't know. Hang on. Let me... Oh, God. It's good. Does it go on forever or something? Right. Okay. Let me put that next to the microphone so you can actually hear that.
It's saying Avengers. I think it's meant to be saying
is
Avengers.
Is he saying Avengers or is he saying Vengers because of copyright? They took the
He's
A off.
He's saying Vengers, but it's meant to be Avengers.
Oh, look at his feet. His feet are hollow.
Does he feel like, oh, he has got the really weird hand.
He has got the really weird hand.
Oh, it does feel horrible.
It feels horrible, doesn't it? It feels like they've taken all the petroleum in the world to make him.
Now, has it got the weird... Okay, so it's not a proper Titan figure because it hasn't got the weird thing in the back. So all the Titan figures have got a weird
hole that
you're meant to put a back piece into.
Yeah.
they don't sell that back piece.
No, I'm sure it's just a moulding thing, and they intended to use it for a backpack or something, but it never happened.
Oh, his hands are rubbery.
Yeah.
He has a very disproportionate head size.
It does.
The head is way too small.
The torso is basically that of another character, and
feet
then they've just
hollow.
Add different bits onto him.
Union legend, Marn Universe, they brought the Earth.
Did they?
It says on the back.
That's nice.
Choking hazard, small parts. Yeah, this is a AI-generated box art.
It's got to be.
Without a shadow of a doubt. And actually, where you press is not where it tells you to press.
No.
It doesn't even look like the one on the box.
But they didn't lie. Can glow.
It doesn't glow. It just lights up. Now, is that... I've put my face a bit too close to that.
Yeah, I wouldn't actually touch any part of your skin against...
I'm just trying to see if that glows in the dark.
Oh, of course it doesn't.
I don't think it does it?
No, I think can glow, they meant it's got a dodgy red LED in his chest.
It stinks, dude.
It does stink.
Yeah, but he's definitely got some weird hyper-extended fingers. Yeah, his head's too small. Neck's tiny. He missed neck day.
Didn't he? Oh, on all the gym days, I missed neck day.
It's funny because they've got... Rocket Raccoon with Baby Groot on here as well.
Oh, but... maybe we need to get that then.
And then what's that? That's Thanos. And then three different looking Spider-Mans. Wait, so it does say here, Union Legend. Ah, part of the Marvel Universe.
The Marvel Universe, yes! We found it, ladies and gents.
They brought the Earth.
Now, you know what? The reason that I would actually send this to Stuart Ashens is because a long time, you look at the videos he's got, he had Robert Cop.
Okay.
Dodgy Chinese toy version of RoboCop.
Okay, let's put that back in the box.
Robert
Cop. You send that to Stuart.
Oh, that's got to be done because that is just... You're right. He's got a peanut head. He looks like Bob from Beetlejuice.
Completely disproportionate size.
Some kid is going to get that one Christmas. And they're going to hate their grandparents for the rest of their life.
The thing is, I don't know, because if my T got that, he would love it. You know, like, he has no idea. There's an age...
Oh, hang on. Oh, this is
fully, interesting. Do they fully turn round?
Hang on.
Is he a Transformer?
His hands and his feet are articulated. So you can spin his feet fully 360 and you can spin his hands 360. Mm. And his arms move up and down. The only place they're not jointed is the knees... and the elbows.
But no Titan figure is.
That's more articulation than I was expecting.
That's more articulation than an official Titan figure has.
Wow. And when it says choking hazard, they mean it.
Fucking hell. I go for a dump and come back to this. What happened to professionalism? What happened to let's check the toilets before we say someone is missing? I bet the BBC voiceover artist doesn't get treated like this. I bet if he went to lay some cable and golden shower a mongoose, he'd be left in peace. Oh, fuck it, here's the two idiots saying goodbye.
And we come to the end of another show. Thank you so much for everyone that listens. It really means a lot to us for all of our listeners that we have. What we would ask you, though, and it's a really small ask, but it would be huge for us, if you listen to the show, share it just to one other person. And that one person, if you share it to them, that's doubled our listeners straight away. And then if they did the same, then the number grows exponentially from that point on. So even if you just shared the show with one other person, our listening would double. And that would mean just a lot to us. So if you don't mind sharing this with the people that maybe you don't love, or you might love them and still expect them to listen to what we put out, I don't know. But yeah, if you don't mind sharing, it would be greatly appreciated. If you would like to review us, do it on Spotify, on Pocket Casts, on iTunes, on Good Pods. All of those also help us be found. So please go and do that. If you would like to find out more about the show, we are part of the Studio Channel 84 Indie Podcast Network. That means we are a small podcast in a very fucking big pond. But Studio Channel 84 has some friends, and that's Lightly Used. That's also The Untitled Trek Show and Who Takes the Socks Off. And you can find more about us and the studio at channel84.co.uk. head over to that page, look up the Variety Show podcast on there, and you will find all our social media links. That's TikTok, that's Instagram, that's Facebook, that's Twitter, Blue Sky, Threads, you name it, you'll find it there. And finally, if you want to speak to us for whatever reason, you can email me on tj@channel84.co.uk. You can email Rob directly at rob@channel84.co.uk. Or if you want to speak to us both at the same time, you can email podcasts, that's podcasts plural, @channel84.co.uk. I think that's everything I need to say.
They can hear us on Who Takes the Socks Off, 2 bonus episodes.
Yes, they've done 2 bonus episodes recently. Go and listen to them. One, I talk about whether I'd like to fight a giant duck or...
So you're on Socks On or Off episode 4.
Yep.
And I am on Socks On or Off episode 3.
Yeah, I had to choose how I would... either. What was it?
A duck-sized... No, a horse... A duck
a horse-sized...
the size of the... Fucking
oh,
hell.
Oh, yeah, I know. It's so bloody... Oh.
Something like a horse-sized duck or a duck-sized horse you have to fight or something.
And what was your one?
Whisper, or I had to spend the rest of my life either only being able to whisper or only be able to shout.
Yes, that was it.
Yeah.
Lots and lots of fun. Go and listen to them. And Lightly Use, new on the block, follow them, listen to them. Very much tat games and things like that from charity shops. A lot of fun.
And
a lot of fun.
Those of you that listen to us both here who haven't tried the Trek show yet, come have a listen. Why not try Trek Roulette? It's a little bit different than the other stuff. Even if you're not really into Star Trek, it's fun.
I was going to say, even if you've only just got a vague inkling enjoyment of sci-fi, go and listen to the Untitled Trek show, because what we try and do is we don't take Star Trek seriously. We aren't gatekeepers. We are two adults who like ripping the piss out of a lot of things, including the stuff we love. And as much as we talk about shows of Star Trek and say how much we love them and how much we loved an episode, we also completely trash some episodes, and we just have a lot of fun talking about the adult consequences of things that can happen in Star Trek.
Put it this way, we're the only Trek fans who didn't know when Star Trek Day was.
There was a Star Trek Day? Whoopsie!
That's enough information for you. Thanks, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Love you.
Love you.
That was The Variety Show. Thank you for listening. The next episode will be out in 2 weeks' time. This was a Studio Channel 84 network show. To find more, head over to channel84.co.uk now.